It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's time to get outside. This is KSL Outdoors, brought to you by Trax Power Sports Rentals. 2 hours of stories and information about hunting, fishing, and high adventure. It's KSL Outdoors with host Tim Hughes on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Okay, Jasper, this is your first turkey. Tell us about the experience.
I thought I was going to fall over when I pulled the trigger.
You did?
Fall over backwards.
What did you think of that turkey goblin?
Good. It sounds like somebody's lobbing butter.
He's trying to describe what the turkey sounded like when they were calling it in. They're just coming in the studio, so we'll give them a second to get settled into the chairs behind the microphones there. We're going to tell you the story. This is a great story of Jasper and his successful turkey hunt in Utah. There's much more to the story to tell you, and we will do that coming up here in just a minute. Guys, just settle in behind those two microphones right there. And Matt, if you'll grab that microphone, let me get the hour started. Tim Hughes, and it's nice to have you with us this morning. Finally got some sunshine breaking through some clouds, which is fantastic. And we're going to have more sunshine this afternoon with 70 for a high, 72 tomorrow. Russ Smith from Sky Call is here.
Good morning.
And Matthew Jalalian, also on the other side of the glass, is with us this morning. And we're doing mime signals on the other side of the glass because all of the pots, I think, are taken up with the microphones here. All right. Can you pull that microphone down in front of Chase there? Just so – there you go. And can you hear us okay, Chase? All right. He gives us a thumbs up. Turn those microphones up if you can. And say hello if you can, Chase.
Hello.
There.
That sounds good.
That works great. This must be Dad. And your name is?
Matt Peterson.
Matt Peterson. Turn that microphone towards you. And Matt Leonard, you've been on this show, but it's been a while.
Russ and I
were trying to figure out how long ago.
2014 was the last time we were on here after we talked about my dad and his eventful deer hunt down on the Henry Mountains after he took a life flight ride. And that was all because of Sky Call and OnStar.
Yeah.
We got him off the mountain that day, so...
You're the best one to set up how this whole thing got started. So for our listeners that don't know the background of this story, walk them through how this connection came and tell us a little bit about. And his name is Chase, but he prefers to be called Jasper, correct?
Yeah, correct.
So we'll refer to him as Jasper from here on out. Go ahead, Matt.
Okay, so about a month ago, I was sitting in my office, and one of my employees came in and asked if I would be willing to take a young man on a turkey hunt. And, he told me the story and I said, absolutely, no problem. And ironically, Matt and I had played football together in Little League 30 years ago.
Really?
So I knew Jasper's grandpa and I knew the family, but I didn't put that connection together until we actually met. And, there was a lot that had to come together real quick. I called Matt on the phone to find out how old Jasper was, found out that he's 10. I thought that we could – the DW Division of Wildlife here in Utah has what they call a mentor program, but they have an age restriction of 12 or older to fall into that mentor program. So we had to get Jasper through hunter safety.
Yeah.
And so a few phone calls from mom to the DWR, and I pulled a friend card and called Mike Fowkes, the director of the division, and said, hey, what do we got to do? And they put us in touch with Gary Cook and who's over the hunter safety program. And, man, he took charge, and he walked Jasper right through. We had him through hunter safety in about 5 days.
Awesome. Now, this is a great story for any 10-year-old sure. that wants to go out on a turkey hunt, but this has a unique twist to it.
Yeah. The uniqueness of this is that Jasper is blind. Mm-hmm. And when my employee informed me of that, you know, then I'm thinking, well, how is this going to work? And the amazing thing is a local company here in Utah, PhoneScope, they're out of Beaver, aren't they?
Yeah, I believe so.
Beaver, Utah. Cheston Peterson owns that company, and they've designed a sighting system that you can have a scope on your firearm, and that scope vision, it's called, is broadcast in a sense.
So it's a Bluetooth.
It's a Bluetooth, exactly. So it comes to the cell phone, which is mounted on the side of the scope, and with a tripod, Matt is able to help Jasper sight on his target.
Wow. And so Dad would walk him through to the left, to the right, bring it up, bring it down.
Correct. Yeah, it actually works off a prism, so he can see through the scope, the same thing I can see on my
cell phone.
Get
a little closer to it. There you go.
And, Jasper was only lost his vision a year and a half ago, so we've hunted in the past, but this was just a new way that we could keep on hunting with the vision loss.
I want to let our listeners hear what this process sounds like. And you sent us over the video of the actual hunt as you were calling the Tom in.
Yep.
Jasper, you remember this?
Yes.
Yeah, radio. You can't shake your head. Nobody will hear you at all. I'm going to get your reaction after we listen to you, Matt, calling in this big Tom. And you can hear Dad, you know, telling him where he needs to go with the scope. You had a decoy out there.
I did have a decoy out, yeah. I have my back turned to this whole scenario because I got my back up against a tree, and this bird's coming in from behind me, but they can see everything.
Yeah.
At least Mac.
Okay, don't talk. And don't move. Don't talk.
Dad's saying don't move, don't talk.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, when this Tom comes around the corner, it's massive.
Yeah.
And you can hear Dad in a second here when he gets his eyes on him. Sounds like Dad was anxious, too.
Yeah, this was harder than hunting for myself.
Here he comes.
See, and I don't know how close he is.
Yeah.
About 30 yards.
He's almost on a decoy.
Dad's saying, Chase, shoot it.
He's on the decoy. Okay, get ready, Jasper.
I'm ready.
Hang on. Okay,
do it. Yes! Yes! Oh, yes, buddy, you got him! You got him! Woo!
That's awesome. What a moment. What a moment for...
Smoked him.
What a moment for Dad and son. Matt, on the other side of the glass, we have several Matts here. Matt Jalalian, if you can, will you play the audio that you played leading into this? It was Jasper's response that I sent over to you. Jasper's response when he was asked about what that moment was like.
Okay, Jasper, this is your first turkey. Tell us about the experience.
I thought I was going to fall over when I pulled the trigger.
You did?
Fall over backwards.
What'd you think of that turkey goblin?
Yeah, it sounded like think of what it sounds like. It sounded like somebody was lobbing butter.
Say that again. Somebody's lobbing butter? Is that what you were saying?
Yeah.
That's what the gobble sounded like to you.
Kinda.
Was this a great day or what, Jasper?
A really good day.
Yeah. And how many times had you gone out and attempted this?
This is, I think, probably our fourth trip out.
And when were you made aware of this technology with the scope that's Bluetooth to a phone that you could actually help him sight it in?
Oh, probably 2 years ago. We were looking on the internet and trying to find a solution because we wanted to keep hunting.
Yeah.
And I ran across PhoneScope, and at that time they had the technology out, but they weren't actually selling the device. So I contacted PhoneScope, and they sent me a prototype to get us going.
Wow.
And so we went to Kentucky and actually hunted deer in Kentucky, and were able to harvest a deer there as well.
Oh, so you've had experience at this.
Yeah.
Yep. Jasper, you're quite the hunter.
Mm-hmm.
When you brought this up to Mike Foulkes,
right?
What was the response? I mean, it sounds like they were 100% supportive.
Yep. He said the division has absolutely no issues with a hunter that has who's visually impaired to experience the outdoors and in the hunting environment.
Yeah.
And obviously there's a lot of things that go into it. And those individuals like Jasper, obviously they need help in being able to experience it, but they can't. And that was the great thing about it. And like I said, there was everything just kind of fell into place. I mean, we called this bird from a quarter of a mile.
Yeah, save that part of the story because we have to take a break. But I want you to come back and talk about this. You said to me on the phone that this turkey, you want to talk about cooperation from the Division of Wildlife Resources, this turkey did everything that turkeys aren't supposed to do or normally don't.
Yeah,
he was helping this process.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's one of those things. I always have believed that things happen for a reason.
Sure.
And it sounded like divine intervention to me. But we'll take a quick break. We'll come back with more on that part of the story, and then we'll tell you how you can actually help. Actually, there's a Facebook page, Chase the Cure, which we'll tell you more about coming up in just a minute. So make sure you stay with us. We'll finish out this half hour with Jasper's story next here on KSL.
Here's this fan.
Jasper's getting a chance to actually touch the fan, the tail feathers on the turkey. This was a sizable bird, Matt, right? Get your mic up. There you go.
It was a trophy tom for sure. I mean, you know, I'm sitting there seeing it, just how Matt's seeing it through the monitor of the cell phone, basically. And when I saw that fan, and then I saw that beard, this is amazing. You know, I mean, I've killed my grand slam and been all over the United States chasing these things due to my addiction to turkeys. And, for this to be his first and to be, you know, this is a 3 to 4 year old tom.
Yeah.
You know, it was just, and it was meant to be. I mean, it was, we went out the afternoon of opening day of the over-the-counter season, and or I guess it was the first Saturday of the over-the-counter season, and the landowner that granted us permission, we hadn't been able to get in there and scout at all, so that was kind of what I was just doing, was looking to go up there and scout and see where we could put a blind, see how we could set this all up to make it work, because it just seemed that complicated. You know, there was a lot of things that had to be perfect. And
well, we'll get to the cooperation of the bird here in a second. Yeah. But Jasper, Dad tells me you like to talk, but you've been pretty quiet over there for most of this. Tell me about the whole experience for you. And did they tell you how big this bird was?
8-inch beard.
8-inch beard. Long beard. Wow. So this was a big tom turkey. What do you remember about that day?
Me and my dad were sitting in the blind, and Dad was so excited that I almost cried at how excited he was.
Yeah. Quite a moment for a dad and a son to share, but particularly in your situation. Dad was telling us you've also done this with a deer, too?
Yes.
What was that day like for you?
A little different.
How so?
On the last day we had to leave, I shot it.
Oh. So it was sort of like now or never, huh?
Mm-hmm.
The only way you were going to have success was to get that shot on the last day.
And it was a doe.
Ah. Was it scary to you at all?
No.
You said when you pulled the trigger, it almost knocked you over backwards. Were you nervous?
Well, I thought I almost did.
Yeah.
I wasn't scared. I just thought I did.
Yeah. Matt, you said this turkey did everything turkeys aren't supposed to do. And, Russ, we've talked about turkey hunting a lot on the show.
Right, right.
And how wily these birds are. It may be one of the toughest hunts out there.
Yeah. The only time you see a lot of turkeys. Not during the hunting season.
Right.
But come hunting season, forget it. You never see them.
Well, we've talked with the National Wild Turkey Federation folks about the language that has to be spoken is different in the morning than it is in the afternoon. And if you're talking breakfast to them, they're looking at you like, I know who you are.
Yeah. And I'm a 2-time state turkey calling champion here in Utah with the NWTF and the sanctioned calling contest that they put on. I've called in the Grand Nationals in Nashville. Turkeys make 27 sounds or vocalizations, and humans can only mimic 6 or 7 of those.
Yeah.
And, so when we drove up the road, I got out and I used a box call and I made some yelps, and we heard a gobble, but it was way off, and we figured after that bird probably came a quarter of a mile down off of a ridge across the big sagebrush flat. Had to fly across the river, which they will never do. Crossing rivers and crossing fences, if you've got those obstacles ahead of you, it's an uphill battle. And this bird just did everything, And he came close enough to the edge of the river. I told Matt he's within 100 yards. And then the next time he gobbled, he sounded like he was 200 yards to the north of us. And then the next thing I know, Matt says, hey, I see him. And he was on our side, and then he just strutted and right in, And
you hadn't seen that behavior from a bird before.
Well, usually that it won't happen. They would just hang up right at the creek river edge or creek edge or whatever and stay on that side, because the natural way for turkeys is the hen's going to go to the tom. That's why he gobbles, is to attract those hens to him.
Yeah.
And but this one was he had his mind made up. He was coming. So.
That was Jasper's bird.
That's right.
That's why.
Yeah.
We've only got a couple of minutes here, and I know your dad's been involved in some other great programs working with veterans, and we'd love to have you back when we have more time to actually talk about that. But I want to get to Jasper's dad over here for a second. You've got a thing on Facebook called Chase the Cure, where people can actually lend a help in the cause here, right?
Yeah, yep. We have a charity set up for Jasper. We're trying to help some sick kids get the medicine that they need.
Get up on that microphone there.
And it's Chase the Cure. And then we also have a website where you can buy some shirts and hats. That's jasperstrong.com.
And just looking for donations, people that might be able to help.
Yep.
And you can learn more about Chase's story there and hopefully lend a hand. What's next for you, Jasper? You've got a nice doe. Now you've shot the turkey. So what's on the list still for you?
I don't know yet.
You and Dad haven't talked it out?
Not yet.
We're thinking elk hunting with a crossbow.
Oh my gosh. How do you work that out with a sight?
Yeah, we're just going to hook that right onto a crossbow on the scope, just like we do on his little .243 or his shotgun.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we're not going to give up. We're going to try to do some backpack trips and get out in the backcountry and do our thing.
It is amazing how the technology has changed the world for so many, but you hear a story like this, and sometimes the technology is a bit obnoxious and ends up being an intrusion in our life. Here's an example of where it's very helpful and has made this moment possible for you guys. Thanks for sharing your story with us this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Again, if you're a Facebook user, just type into the search box Chase the Cure, and what's the other website?
JasperStrong.com. That's where he sells these shirts and hats, trying to raise money.
Jasper Strong, if you can do it, we'd encourage you to do that. Matt, thanks for sharing this story with us.
No problem. We're going to try to get this big. We're going to try to get this on the National Wild Turkey Federation, all their social media, and see if we can't get his story out there on a national level as well.
I don't know why they wouldn't, and pardon the pun, gobble that story up.
That's right.
Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to break for news next. Dan Bomas, and on the other side, speaking of great programs for veterans, Rivers of Recovery.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it. Congress is talking about it now. Stay right there.